Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Yes, this is Saturday, November the 12th, 2016. Yes, as the song was just saying, this means war. Yes, we are living in a time and a day that we are living in spiritual warfare like we've never seen and known before. So, but we still thank God for today, which is Saturday, November the 12th, 2016, that we know that God is still in control no matter what it looks like. We thank God that we are here tonight with another opportunity to be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, we always open up with prayer. So I'm going to ask all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ. We come once again to give your name praise. We come to give you glory. We come to give you honor, Heavenly Father, because of who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us in spite of ourselves. And right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we come asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. I pray, Lord, and ask that you would personally forgive me of my sins and my transgressions, and also forgive my family. Also, I pray and lift up the man of God that's going to bring your word on tonight, that you would forgive him and his family, forgive them of their sins. Forgive us all of your sins, Heavenly Father, that are trying to be doers of your word. Your word lets us know that we all still come short of your glory. So we therefore need to come to you boldly, constantly asking and seeking forgiveness of our sins. For we know that we are forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for that precious blood that he shed on Calvary, that we could be saved and that we would have a right to the tree of life. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for all that he did for us on the cross, how he suffered, he bled, and died. And now he rose from the dead after 3 days, and now he's sitting at your right hand, Heavenly Father. He's making intercession for the saints of God even right now. So we just thank you again, Heavenly Father, for tonight. We pray, Lord, that a word will go forth over the airways on tonight through your man of God, that should there be anyone that's listening by way of internet or by phone, Heavenly Father, that are not saved and do not have a relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ, it is our prayer on tonight that something will be said, that their spiritual eyes will become open. They will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and ask him to come into their hearts so they can be saved in his name. And therefore, they would come to know their God purpose, and they will walk in their God purpose and live in and fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory, Heavenly Father, is our prayer on tonight. And also that those that have gone astray, that may be tuned in on tonight, that we know that you're able to draw them back to you. And, oh God, we pray to lift up all those that are saved, that are being doers of your word, that are in the body of Jesus Christ, that through this word and through this broadcast on tonight, that the body of Christ will be built up, strengthened, and edified on tonight through your word. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted. We know that you are a healer. We know that you are a doctor. So we pray and lift up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies. Heavenly Father, wherever they are, we know you know where they are. You know how to reach them, so we lift them up to you right now in Jesus' name and ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in Jesus' name. We pray and lift up all those that are incarcerated behind prison bars. We lift up all those that are bereaved. We pray, Lord, that you would comfort and strengthen as only you can in Jesus' name. And now, Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are listening faithfully to this broadcast, that you would continue to bless them, continue to use them through this word, through this platform. Heavenly Father, they would bless and strengthen. No, God, we just pray and lift up our new elected president, Donald Trump, Lord. We lift him up to you and all those that are going to be working with him in the different Congress and cabinets, whether they're Republicans or Democrats or bipartisan, whatever their positions are. We pray, Lord, that those that may not be saved, we don't know who they are, but you know if they're saved or not. So we just lift up elected President Donald Trump to you and all those that are going to be working with him to you right now, that if they're not saved, Heavenly Father, that they too will come to know Jesus Christ and become saved in his name, that they would be doing what's right, and they would be led by you, Heavenly Father, that you would be glorified through them in their new positions. And also, we lift up my bishop and my pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings. Continue to touch him and strengthen and heal his body, Heavenly Father, as only you can. And we give your name praise, we give you glory, we give you the honor for this another day that you have made. So we just pray, Lord, that you would move by your spirit over the airways on tonight, that you would be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, our spiritual food for thought, you know, we always have a spiritual food for thought. And I think this is very timing. The spiritual food for thought has happened to come from my bishop's message on Blessed Sunday. And he was talking to the saints after he brought the word. And he was telling us, as saints of God, to be faithful to God, he will make you successful. So that is our spiritual food for thought for tonight. Again, the spiritual food for thought for tonight is be faithful to God. He will make you successful. You know, sometimes we try to run after success, then we say we're going to be faithful to God as we become successful. But God says, no, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these other things, even success, will be added unto you. So I just thank God for that, the scripture word on tonight and through my bishop on last Sunday. And believe it or not, that's one of the, I think that's the topic for a man of God that's going to be bringing the word on tonight, dealing with faith. So it all ties in together, and I love the way the Lord works. I had no idea that that's what his topic was going to be on tonight, but God knew. So apparently someone needs to hear this word talking about faith on tonight. So get your Bibles out. As always, let you all my listeners know, get your Bibles out. Get some pens and paper because you want to take notes. I don't want you all to take my word or my guess that we're making up things. We want you to be able to read it for yourself along with us in the word of God. So get your Bibles out because we're getting ready to bring forth the men of God. In the person of Pastor Ray McCarver, he's going to be bringing forth the word very shortly. But I do have one or two announcements that I would like to make before I bring on the man of God who's going to bring forth the word on tonight. I would like the listeners to know that starting in January, the Lord has put in my spirit with this new platform, and I thank God for it still. I don't take it lightly or for granted. I thank God for this. Thank God that I'm able to share it with others. So I want to be able to open up their lines. Every now and then I'm going to be opening up the phone line for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies because God gets glory out of our testimonies. We are a blessing to other people when we share our testimonies because, first and foremost, God gets the glory. someone else can be blessed and helped and strengthened through your testimony, because if they are going through what you have just come out of, knowing that God brought you through it, they need to know that God did it, and that will strengthen their faith and their hope and their trust in God to hold on, to know that if God did it for you, he can do it for them as well. So that's why it's so important that we share our testimonies, and that's why it's important that I have all guests that comes over this airway to share testimonies before they bring the word, because testimonies are powerful, because we know that that's what God had. He not intervened, we would not have a testimony. So we thank God for our trials that come through to that we will have a testimony. So that's why it's important that we share testimonies. So once I say the lines are open for testimonies for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies, I want you all to get involved. And I thank you for being so faithful and listening. The number that you want to dial is going to be 657 area code 383-1364. Once again, when I let the listeners know that the lines are open for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies, you need to dial this number, area code 657-383-1364. And I will be doing that in the upcoming new year. And as the Lord say, do it more than once, because I'm on every Thursday now and every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. And I thank God for this new platform. And also, I want you all to be aware that every first Thursday of every month, Minister Saran Rambis of Shield of Faith Church, where I am also a member, and Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd, Minister Saran Rambis will be bringing the word every first Thursday over this platform. Then every third Saturday will be Elder James McCurry from Flint, Michigan. He will be bringing the word every third Saturday over this platform. And so those are the announcements that I have for you right now. And also the final announcement that I have, thank God for the he put me together with a few pastors about a week and a half ago up in Flint, Michigan, through Elder James McCurry. I met a few pastors up there, and they're going to be bringing the word over this airway starting in January and February. And this is a group of pastors that are in a quartet singing group. They go around from state to state and from city to city, and these are all anointed men of God that bring the word of God, but they also are ministers in music. They are musicians, and they also sing quartet. So I want to keep you all abreast of where they will be performing and where they will be singing and ministering through word and also through through quartet singing in Flint and through the Detroit, Michigan area and also other areas. Once they let me know where they're going to be, I would definitely keep the listening audience informed where they're going to be, the times and locations, in case if you all want to follow them and be a blessing to them. So those are the announcements that I have for today. And I do ask all listeners, if you will please go to my website, which is blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. Once you get there, please click on follow. Once again, I'm asking all listeners to please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. I can be emailed at james_brown1558@yahoo.com. Again, I do welcome all feedback and comments from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com. Well, praise the Lord, it's almost preaching time. So right now, I am so excited to be able to bring forth a man of God, a powerful, anointed man of God that is going to bring forth a powerful word on tonight. But I'm going to give you all a little insight about this young man. He has a very unique ministry that we, as the body of Christ, we need more ministries like his. So at the conclusion of his message on tonight, I'm going to give him an opportunity to explain to you all what his type of ministry is and how you maybe can get involved and be an assistant to him in his ministry. You may want to become a part of the ministry. So after he brings forth a testimony first in the person of Pastor Ray McCarver, are you on the line? Pastor Ray McCarver. Praise the Lord. He was on the line. I don't know what happened, but I see his number still lit up. I will definitely get in touch with him. But while we're waiting on Minister McCarver to come through, we're going to do a music break, and then we will be right back, because this young man has a powerful word that he's going to bring on tonight. And I know that you all are going to be excited about this word on tonight. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that God sacrificed his life? Jesus sacrificed his life for us. He did not have to do it, but he did, out of love for us, out of love for God the Father. Jesus took it upon himself to come down in the form of flesh, in the form of a baby. And he paid our price that we could not pay, that he did not owe. He paid it with his own precious blood. And I'm so grateful tonight. So that's why I know that I love to give him praise. We owe him praise. He is so worthy to be praised. Well, on tonight, again, before we went into our music break, I was introducing Pastor Ray McCarver. And this is a young man, a minister of the gospel. And he has such a unique ministry. And as I was saying earlier, after he concludes with his message on tonight, I'm going to give him an opportunity to share with the listeners what his church is all about and what he does in the community, how he and his members are being doers of the word and being more compassionate toward people. And that's what we are supposed to be doing as the body of Christ, being compassionate toward people, all people. And that's what his ministry does. And so right now, I'm going to bring forth Pastor Ray McCarver. Are you on the line?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Praise the Lord. It is so good to have you on the line on tonight. Pastor McCarver, if you could, would you please share with the listening audience a testimony first, and then right after you share your testimony, I'm going to do a real quick music break, and then we're going to come back and turn the mic over to you and let you share the word of God on tonight with the people of God. And then after you conclude with that message, stay on the line because I want you to be able to share with the listeners the type of ministry that you have, and also you can give your shout-outs and how people can reach you after you conclude your message. But first, we're going to ask you if you could share a testimony, and then I'm going to do a real quick music break. And after the music break, I'm not going to talk anymore. After this music break, after you share your testimony, then you go straight into your message, please.
Amen. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you, Brother James Brown, for even allowing me to be on Blog Talk Radio with you on tonight. It's always a pleasure and an opportunity for me to share the word of God with somebody and tell somebody how good God is. He is a wonderful God. He brought me from a mighty long way. For those of you that don't know my testimony, I've been saved since 1999 when I gave my life to Christ. I was a former drug and alcohol user, somebody that didn't believe in going to church, somebody that did everything that they could to survive in the streets. I lived in abandoned houses. I lived in parks. I lived in cars. I lived anywhere I could. I ate out the garbage cans. All I wanted to do was get high and live day by day. And then one day I met a man named Jesus, and he turned my life around. And on that day, in August 15th, 1999, when I made a decision to give my life to Christ, he just began to take my hand and lead me to where I wanted to go. And I never knew I would be a pastor. I never knew that I would be a shepherd over a church. But I thank God that he saw in me what I didn't see in myself. And I thank God that I just continue to try to live for him and not for me. And he's just been so good to me. Everything that I desire, he gives to me because everything I have belongs to him. And I'm just excited to be saved on tonight. And I know there's some other people out there that are excited to be saved on tonight. And if you love the Lord, wherever you are right now, you should just holler his name, Jesus, because his power in the name of Jesus, his glory in the name of Jesus, there's something about his name that just makes me excited. So don't allow whatever your situation is to stop you from giving God praise, because at this point I could say, won't he do it? And we can give him a won't he do it praise right where you are, because whatever you're going through, I can answer that with a won't he do it. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can think or ask, regardless of the trials and tribulations that we're facing. So I'm just glad to be saved on tonight. I'm glad to be able to have this opportunity to be used by God. And I thank you once again, Brother James Brown, for even inviting me to be on your show. And I just love you. And the listeners that are listening, I love you as well. If any members of my church, Faith Restoration, are listening, I love you as well, my wife. And God bless you. And I'm ready for the word, sir.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a powerful testimony. Praise the Lord. See, that's why testimonies are very important. That's why I have people share their testimonies, because I like what you said. And I can relate to what you just said, because the minister, I'm just going to put this out here like this. The minister that I was the armor bearer for, and I was also his musician for 19 years, you're the second pastor that I've heard that talks the way he did. He passed away last year. But he came from the same stock. Pastor McCarver, he did the same thing. He had the same story, how he was on drugs, how he was eating out of garbage cans and wearing plastic bags for diapers, and how God turned his life around and how God used him. And I was up under him for 19 years, and I know for sure that he was a man of God that God used, but God had called him home last year. But that's why testimony is so important. We don't know what God has purpose in other people's lives, so that's why it's important that we don't go around judging people. We don't know what God is doing through people and why they're in the conditions they are in, but we know that through this testimony, Pastor Ray, on tonight, God did it for you, and he's going to do it for somebody else that may be in the same condition that you was in then. He's going to do it for them, too, because he have a purpose, a goal for their lives, too. So, Pastor Ray, I thank you for sharing that powerful testimony on tonight. But after we do this short music break, I'm going to turn the mic right over to you right after we conclude with this short music break, and then stay on the line after you conclude your message, and then we go further.
Amen.
Thank you.
Lord, Pastor Ray. We're going to turn the mic over to you so you can deliver what God has for you to bring to us on tonight. We look forward to this message.
Amen. We thank you once again, Brother James Brown. Well, God bless you. Give an honor to God who's the head of my life, to my wife, to Brother James Brown, to all the listeners that are involved on tonight. I want to bring a word in reference to faithfulness on tonight. I want to speak about faithfulness. The text I'll be using is a very familiar scripture that's coming out of the Gospel of Galatians, the 6th chapter and the 9th verse. And it simply says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." I want to read that again. It says, "Let us be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." I want to concentrate on one word in this particular scripture, and that word is in the last sentence, and it says, "Faint not." So I want to talk about faint on tonight. I want to talk about the spirit of faint. This is a spirit. This is a subject that's not really taught on. It's not brought up. It's something that God revealed to me a few weeks ago, and it allowed me to see that only faithful people are attacked by the spirit of faint. If you are not faithful, then you don't have to worry about being attacked by the spirit of faint. But faithful people, the enemy tries to camouflage our blessings and make us tired and stop doing what's right and well doing, so we won't receive what God has for us. The enemy utilizes the spirit of faint as a camouflage weapon to attack only the faithful people. Let me give you the definition of faint before we go any further. The definition of faint is simply without strength, without hope, without courage, to be timid, to be feeble, without enthusiasm. Get this one, half-hearted. Do anybody know any half-hearted people that just come to church just to say they showed up? Any half-hearted people that just go to work just to say they showed up to get a check? Or maybe you may know somebody in your relationship. Maybe your husband or wife is just being half-hearted right now. Maybe it's not them. Maybe they're dealing with the spirit of faint. They don't understand what's going on. But tonight, God gave me an opportunity to break this word down and to break this spirit down and to reveal to you what might be going on, not only with you, but with some other individuals that you may know. There's a difference between faithfulness and showing up. There are many who come to church or to work or even remain in their relationships on a daily basis, but that does not determine faithfulness. They could just be showing up. God is the true example of faithfulness. He's faithful in everything he's done and everything he's doing. So faithfulness has to be associated with doing well or doing good, because God is good. And it's just not showing up. So we have to begin to look at faithfulness in a different way beside he comes every Sunday or they come to work every day. Because if you're doing it half-hearted or you just don't want to do it anymore, let me put it this way. Let me put it this way. When we get to a point where we've been on the job for so long or we've been going to the church for so long and all of a sudden we don't want to go anymore. All of a sudden, all we see is the negative things going on in the church or in the home or in the relationship instead of seeing the blessings that God gave us. Guess what? We're dealing with the spirit of faint. We're tired. And when we get tired of something, all you can see is negativity, because we allow Satan to come in and disguise our blessings. When we find ourselves getting tired of persons and places and things, and we're very close to quitting, we began to focus on the negative aspects and none of the qualities that exist. We become selfish and only think of ourselves, not about others, or even what maybe God might want in the situation. But it's all about me. It's all about me. There are so many situations in our life that never receive an ending due to the spirit of faint. We still wonder years later what may have happened if I hadn't quit that person, if I hadn't quit that job, if I hadn't quit that ministry. What would have happened if I just hadn't gotten tired and quit? So that's what I want to talk about tonight. And once again, this is only for the faithful people, because we all go through this. If there are any leaders that's listening, you get tired of doing ministry sometimes. You say, Lord, why me every day? Why do I have to do this? I'm tired. I just want to take a break. And the spirit of pain is trying to attack us to stop, because how many know that only what you do for Christ? Oh, my God, somebody ought to hear me. Only what you do for Christ will last. So you let us not get weary in well doing, for in due season, he said, you shall reap if you don't quit. You're going to get a reward if you don't quit. He said, if you don't get too tired, you know, the joy of the Lord has to become your strength. You have to begin to give God glory. You got to press your way sometime, even when you want to quit. Even when it looks hopeless, you got to give God an opportunity, because God can change things in the twinkling of an eye. But the spirit of pain will tell you that it's not worth doing. All of us have a ministry to do, but all of us are not doing the ministry because we've allowed the spirit of pain to enter into our lives, and we're doing things half-hearted, and God cannot use a half-hearted person. He cannot use a person without strength, without hope, without courage. He can't use that kind of person. And the spirit of pain has attached itself to the faithful people, and it's taken us out of the kingdom of God. And that's why the labors are few, because we're getting tired. We're getting tired of doing what's right. 2 Corinthians 4:1 says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. God is saying, and Paul is saying right there, just like all of us have a ministry, and the ministry that we have, just as we have received mercy, and we receive mercy every day, we can't quit. Every day we have to just press on and do the same thing we did. God gave us mercy, and we cannot faint. We have to continue to do right even when wrong is being done. We have to continue to love even when we're being hated. We have to begin, but continue to hug when nobody hugs us back. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, give me strength right now to continue right now. I've been fighting the fight, God, and sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. And sometimes I talk about quitting, but I can't quit because I won't allow the spirit of faint, which God showed me, to enter into my life. I will not allow it to stop me from building the kingdom. I will not allow it to tear my marriage down. I will not allow it to tear the ministry down. I will not allow it to tear the business down. I'm going to continue and trust God every way I can. I'm holding on to his unchanging hand on today. I'm calling him right now. God, I need you like I never needed you before. Luke 18:1 says, all men ought to always pray and faint not. So God gives us warnings all through the Bible about not quitting, not fainting, not giving up. He said, I got something for you if you just don't quit. Oh, God, I'm talking to somebody that's about to give up on their marriage, somebody that's about to quit that job, somebody that's contemplating on leaving the church and God didn't tell them to leave, somebody that's in leadership that's about to step down. I'm talking to that pastor right now that said this is not worth it. I don't see a change in the people, and I'm about to give up. I'm talking to that individual right now. God sent this word for you. God sent this word for you. Proverbs 24:10 says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. So we have to remember that when we can't take it anymore, that's when God steps in. That's when he begins to do his mighty work. That's when he carries us. That's when he holds us up. That's when he speaks for us. That's when he moves for us. All we got to do is stand there and trust him and know that no matter what, oh, God, I'm going to die trying to do what's right with you, because I move and I live and I have my being only through you, God. And we have to remember that faith is not from God. Faith is from the enemy. It's a divisive message, attack from the enemy. If I look at Genesis 25, the 25th chapter of Genesis, it talks about two brothers that were twins. It talks about Esau and Jacob. And Esau was the older of the twins, and Jacob was the younger, and when he came out, the Bible says, holding Esau's heel. The Bible also says that the elder will be able to serve the younger. But one day Esau was out in the field hunting, and the Bible says he came back and he was faint. And when he came back faint, he sat down and he asked his brother Jacob to give him a bowl of the soup. And Jacob saw that he was faint, and he began to take advantage of him. And Jacob said, if I give you this bowl of soup, will you sell me your birthright? And Esau said, what good is a birthright when I'm faint and about to die? Esau had allowed the spirit of faint to camouflage the greatest blessing that he had, which was his birthright. The ability to take over the family when something happened to the father. All the other qualities that came with the birthright that only came from the first son, something that couldn't be sold or stolen only by the one who had it. So Esau was despised because he despised his birthright, because he allowed the spirit of faint to take control over him. How many things have we given up because we didn't care, because we was tired? How many lives have we stopped pursuing to bring into the kingdom of God because they told us no a few times when we called them to pick us up, and we got tired of asking, so we just quit? God, I'm speaking to somebody that God said, if you just keep asking and you don't quit, you cannot quit before the unsaved. How can the saved quit before the unsaved? We have to continue to fight this battle, for the battle's not ours, God said. The battle is his. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen us right now, God. All the ones that's listening, all the faithful listeners, all the faithful ones that are dealing with the spirit of faith, didn't know what they were going through, didn't know why they were feeling the way they were feeling, didn't know why they were coming to church late all of a sudden when they never used to be late before, didn't know why they were missing Sunday after Sunday. God, in the name of Jesus, I reveal the spirit of faith, this thing that the enemy has used to camouflage and to attack the faithful. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus was talking through John in the book of Revelations to the seven churches. In the second chapter, in the 10th verse, he said to the church of Smyrna, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation for 10 days. But he gave them. He said, but be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He said, I got a promise for you, that if you continue to be faithful unto death, I got a crown of life that I'm going to give you. If you want to receive that crown of life, don't give up. Don't allow the spirit of faith to come into your presence, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you have in your possession. God, I know you're able. I know you're able, and I shall not quit as of tonight. I'm going to fight for what you've given me, Heavenly Father. I will not allow my blessing to be disguised by my faint. The last words I want to hear when I leave here is, well done, thy good and faithful servant. May God bless this word and the hearers of this word, that it may not fall on deaf ears, but on good ground, that it may be utilized to build your kingdom, our families, our employers, our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a powerful word, faithfulness. And that's what God is looking for. And you said it in the word. He said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And but God is looking for faithful men and women. And I'm so glad God is not like man. See, sometimes we can fool man for a little while, but if you really are under the anointing and you have that discernment, the Holy Spirit will reveal things to the children of God, even about other saints. If they're not walking right and they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing according to the word and the will of God, God will reveal things to his saints. So we need to know God is looking for faithfulness. Like I was saying in my spiritual food for thought on tonight, Pastor Ray, this came from my pastor, Bishop Jennings, on last Sunday after he preached the word to us. He was sharing with the congregation about, you know, how some people, they want to be successful in life. But then God says in his word, seek ye first the kingdom of God. See, and it all ties in with your message on tonight. So what it's saying, if God's saying, if you be faithful to me, he will make you successful. If you be faithful unto God, he will make sure that you're successful. And you don't have to go chasing after nobody. God will put the right people in your path at the right time. He knows exactly what he's doing. That's why I'm so glad that God is not like man. God is in total control. Like you said, some people want to throw in the towel. And there are some pastors, I hear them and I see them. They want to give up. They want to give in. But that's a trick of the enemy. You've been walking with the Lord too long, and you know what the Lord can do. So don't let the enemy trick you and fool you. You continue to be faithful, and that's what we want to hear in the last day. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on higher. I make you rule over many. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. So those are the words that we want to hear. The true saints of God who are being accessed to the kingdom of God, you're not being liabilities. So we want to thank God for Pastor Ray McCarver on tonight. Pastor McCarver, at this time, I'm going to give you an opportunity. First, I would like for you to share with the listeners the type of church that you are involved with. I'd rather for it to come straight from you because we need more churches like your church. You're more involved with the community and you're showing more love and compassion. And that's what we as the body of Christ are supposed to be doing. So if you could please share with the listeners what type of ministries you have, what you all do, and how people can be in contact with you. And after that, if you can share with you, the listeners how you can reach if someone wants to come speak and if you can give you a shout out.
Amen. I appreciate you once again. The name of our ministry is Faith Restoration Ministries International. And we're located at 11941 Harper Avenue in Detroit, Michigan. We're three blocks east of Connors. And the type of ministry that we specialize in that God gave us in our assignment is simply the Great Commission. We do outreach. God has awarded us and allowed us to have numerous buses, 44 passengers, as well as vans, and as well as 20 passengers. We have 344s and I think a 15-passenger van. We have a couple of 20-passenger shuttle buses as well. And what we do is we go around the city and we pick up from practically all the shelters, treatment centers, AFC homes, and anywhere, anybody that's on the street that wants to come. And we bring in a lot of individuals on Sundays and Wednesdays for Bible study, and we feed them. And not only the word, but we feed them physically as well. We also sometimes, and we did this for about 5 or 6 years, and we just starting to slow down on it. Anybody that came on the bus, we would award them with a couple of dollars, not to pay them to come, but to show them how quickly God would bless you. We know that $2 is nothing to some of us, but when you don't have any money, like I used to be at one time, $2 is a whole lot, you know. And when you can come to church and get fed and get the word and you can get all your needs fulfilled, you know, it's not just about giving the word, you know, because you can give the word and they leave out broken, hungry, you know, you gotta fulfill that whole man. So that's what we were attempting to do. We gave away clothes. We have a ministry where we love on people and we teach them to love the word of God. You would be truly amazed at the individuals that come into the house of the Lord over there. There's no sleeping in our church. There's no confusion in our church. They come in, they grab a Bible, I teach, and they write and they learn. And it's amazing when you see these individuals that you would think that they would not know the word, and they know the word because God allows me to teach the word on a level that they can understand it. And because of the way we set the church up, they can't just lay in there. They're writing down the messages. They're asking questions, and they come because they love God, and God is being good to them. And we witnessed so many lives transformed over on Harper. That used to be a prostitute stroll right in front of our church, and we've taken so many of the young ladies and put them into treatment and gotten them cleaned up. We've taken so many of the men and put them in treatment and got them cleaned up. We opened up a transitional house for the men. We're looking in the future to open one up for the women. As a matter of fact, I just had an opportunity present itself to me on yesterday with a new facility that had 24 rooms, and we were thinking about doing a domestic violence center for women and children.
Oh.
So we're moving in the right direction to not only assist in the community, but also to build up men and women in the kingdom of God. The great thing I like about the church that God allows me to shepherd is that when you come in, the ratio of men to women is 10 to 1. We have 10 to 1 men more than women, and that's very unusual in the church today. So God has given us the ability to build men up because men are the head. So, God, I thank God for that. There's a complete transformation from when we first started the ministry. It was all women, and now it's practically all men. And we just thank God for what he's doing at Faith Restoration Ministries International. Our service starts on Sunday mornings at 9:30, and we get out about 11:30, and we baptize every Sunday, and we give everyone that attends a full-course meal when they leave, a carry-out, chicken dinner. And on Wednesday nights, we do the same thing for our Bible study. Prayer is from 6 to 6:30. Our Bible study is from 6:30 to 8, and we call it A Word and the Bird because they get chicken dinners as well. And we just thank God for you, Brother James Brown, giving us opportunity to give a shout-out about our church and what we're doing over there to try to build the kingdom of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Was there anyone else that you would like to give a shout-out to at this time while I have you on the air before I release you?
Well, sure. Of course, my wife, Pastor Lee McCarver, the members over there, the leaders over there at Faith Restoration Ministries. My pastor, of course, who is Bishop DeVay Myatt, who's the state bishop over Full Gospel Baptist. And all the other pastors and bishops that I know and don't know who are doing the will of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's why I had you share with the listeners the type of ministry that you have, because we need more ministries like that, because that's what Jesus was all about. He's about love, and he's about showing compassion. And we, sometimes in the body of Christ, we get inside the four walls of the church, and once we get a word from the Lord, we get that word and we keep it to ourselves, and we don't go out and minister into to the people that are lost in the streets. That's why he said we're compelled to go into the hedges and highways and spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And what I love what you're doing, not only do you feed them spiritually, but you feed them physically as well, because if they are hungry physically, most likely, if you don't feed that physical body, most likely they're not going to get the spiritual word. So you got to work on both. And that's what you're doing in your ministry. And I love what you're doing with the shelters. And so I've seen you in action. I've seen all them different buses that the Lord has blessed you with. And you are your ministry just one, and I'm sure there's a lot more that are doing the same type of ministry that you have. But I've seen your ministry in action myself. So that's why I'm so glad you was able to come on and bring forth a powerful word on tonight. Let the listeners know that we got to be faithful. And that's what they're talking about, faithful enough to go out into the hedges and the highways and touch the lives of the drug addicts, the prostitutes, those that want to give up, those that are incarcerated, and those that are forgotten in the nursing homes and hospitals. That's what the Great Commission is for us as the body of Christ. Some are doing it individually in individual churches, but we got to do this as a corporate body as well. So we all need to come on one accord. And we need to all be doing what Pastor Ray McCarver's church is doing. They're going out and they're being doers of the word, and they're ministering to the people, and they're winning souls to Jesus Christ. Spiritual eyes are being opened, and they're receiving the word, and people are being saved through the word. And so that's what this ministry is all about. And I thank God for this ministry. Pastor Ray McCarver, I thank God for you. You keep up the good work, and you continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands, no matter what it looks like. Know that God is still in control, and you talk about a blessing that you just received on yesterday. You haven't seen nothing yet. As long as you keep being faithful and doing the ministry and the work that God has called for you and that ministry and your family to do, that he would be glorified through it, you haven't seen nothing yet. The best is still yet to come. So I just wanted
Amen.
To put that out there for you. Continue to be faithful to God. You be faithful. Even if no one else is faithful, you be faithful.
Amen.
And that's what I'm saying to myself. And that goes for me too and all the listeners. No matter what other people might do, don't throw in the towel. You be faithful, because in the last day when we stand before God, we want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. You know, come on in and enjoy the goodness of the Lord. So that's what we're working for. Only what we do for Christ is going to last, and that is a true statement. Pastor Ray, I appreciate you for the powerful word on tonight, and I know that someone was blessed by that word on tonight, and I know that someone may have been thinking about giving up and throwing in the towel, like we said before, but because of this word on tonight, now they know that they must be faithful, and they're going to be faithful because of this word that came forth on tonight through Pastor Ray McCarver. So, Reverend Ray McCarver, know that this is not going to be your last time on this broadcast. I thank God for you sharing this worldwide platform with me. And it's been a privilege, and this will not be your last time. Know that I will have you on again as soon as the Lord says so. Until the next time, continue to be blessed and continue to be faithful.
Amen. Can I say this one last thing, Brother James Brown?
Yes, you sure can.
Okay. Just quickly, I just wanted to say that our ministry is not funded by grants or corporations. We trust God, and we always have. And we've been in existence now for 9 years, 10 years, and we've never been behind in any of our bills. It's not one Sunday the buses didn't run, not one Sunday that we'd miss feeding, and we don't have a lot of income coming to our ministry, but God provides. So I just wanted to say that to somebody that said, well, they must be getting grants, or they must. No, we just getting God. And if you decide to
Amen.
Do this, believe God will back you up.
Yes, he will. And because, you know what? Because God is faithful. God is a faithful
yes.
God. He is faithful. He watches over his word to perform it. And what he said he's going to do, he is going to do it. God is a God of his word. He is not like man. See, sometimes we get fickle. And sometimes we act like we forgot. We get amnesia sometimes. Like, I didn't say I was going to do that for you. Yes, you did. You knew you said you was going to do it. But God is not like man. God is
right.
so faithful. And, again, he watches over his word to perform it. And why he do that? Because he knows he's going to be glorified through it. And so that's why I'm letting you know, Pastor Ray McCarver, on tonight. You continue to be faithful. You and that ministry, you and your wife and your family, continue to be faithful. And watch what God is going to do. He's going to show up and going to show out on your behalf, that the world is going to know that Jesus is real because of your ministry and because of what you all are doing and being faithful to God.
Amen. Thank you.
So until next time, I'm definitely going to have you back on again. Know that I appreciate you, Minister Ray McCarver, and as soon as the Lord says so, I do plan on coming over to visit your church.
Amen. We thank you. And once again, I thank you for giving us this opportunity.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, that was Reverend Ray McCarver. And I thank you. And now he is the pastor of Faith Restoration Church. Again, Pastor Ray, could you give them the address to your church location once again before you go?
Sure. The address, once again, is 11941 Harper Avenue, and that's three blocks east of Connors, right on the corner of Barrett. 11941 Harper, three blocks east of Connors, right on the corner of Barrett. You can't miss it. You'll see all the buses on the lot.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm a witness. I drove past a few times. I've seen all the buses. I had to start counting. Wait a minute. How many buses do they have? They got a lot of buses. But that's how good God is. And so that's what it's
Amen.
All about. So you're able to get the people off the street and bring them into the Lord's house so they can get a word from the Lord. And so that's what it's all about, that God be glorified through it all. So continue to be faithful, Reverend McCarver. God bless you on tonight. That was Reverend Ray McCarver of Faith Restoration Church of Detroit, Michigan. He brought a powerful word on tonight talking about being faithful. And that's what God is looking for, faithfulness. And like my bishop said on last Sunday, when you're faithful to God, he will make you successful. So we got to twist it. We're trying to be successful first without God. No, we got to put God in it first and put him first. Then he will make us faithful. And he will make us successful, I meant to say. He will make us successful when we put him first and be faithful to God first. And then he will make us successful. Well, listeners, I want you all to know that I do appreciate you again for tuning in faithfully. Again, I'm on every Thursday and every Saturday at the same time, 8 to 9 p.m. with the different guests that bring forth a powerful word. I thank God for Pastor Ray McCarver on tonight, bringing another word on tonight. And on next Thursday, we have another powerful word that's going to be coming forth. So continue to tune in faithfully. Continue to pass the word on to your church members, your neighbors, your co-workers and friends, this ministry, this platform, so they can tune in and be blessed by the word that goes forth over this airway. And I don't take it lightly or for granted. And I don't take you all as my listeners for lightly or for granted. I appreciate each one of you. So I'm asking each one of you, if you could please go to my website, that's blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels, and click on follow. And please remember that I do welcome all feedback and comments from all listeners. My email is all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com. As we get ready to close out, we always close out in prayer, and we're going to do the same on tonight. And so until next time, may the Lord continue to bless you all real good. Know that God loves you, and I do too. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, as once again, we come in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word on tonight. Thank you for your man of God that brought forth a powerful word on tonight, talking about faithfulness. Faithfulness to you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for him. We thank you for what you're doing in his life and through the ministry that you have called him to be a shepherd over. We pray, Lord, that the vision that you have placed in his spirit, Lord, that it will all come to pass, that you will be glorified through it all. We thank you for his family, for his wife. We thank you for the members of his congregation. Heavenly Father, we need more ministries such as Pastor McCarver's ministry. So we know that they are a light. They are light that is shining in a dark, sinful world, and they are being doers of your word. So we need more churches like Faith Restoration Church, Heavenly Father, to be more ministers and more showing more compassion and being more like Jesus Christ and drawing souls to Jesus Christ through your word and being doers of your word, because we are our brother's keeper. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for Pastor Ray McCarver on tonight. We thank you for each listener. We pray, Lord, that most of all, that through this word on tonight, that someone that may have been thinking about giving up and because they thought their faithfulness was not being looked at because things were not happening and moving the way they thought it should, we just thank you for your word that let us know that we have to continue to be faithful. So we pray, Lord, that on tonight that someone that may have been spiritually blind can now say that I once was blind, but now I see. And they have been able to now call on the name of Jesus Christ, and they are now saved in Jesus' name because of your word that went forth on tonight. So we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, your loving kindness toward us in spite of ourselves. So just we love you, Lord. We praise you. We bless your name. We give your name praise, glory, and honor because of who you are. And, oh, God, just continue to keep us and have your way in us, that you will be glorified through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, continue to be blessed, listeners. Know that God loves you and know that I love you, too. Good night.